Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
You darn skippy, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. Simona Maggiante Papadopoulos, bottom of the hour. She's just back from Italy. And we talk a lot about Giorgia Meloni, the new Italian prime minister, who's a conservative, family values person, says women are women, men are men. We're not going to have an argument about this. And even those who are opposing her are saying, well, of course she's not fascist. For some reason, our country had to pretend like she's fascist to feel better about themselves, something like that. And at the end of the day, no. Italy voted to stop this radical movement, this radical leftist movement, and put somebody in there from the right. Which is great. So we talk about that. We talk about Nord Stream 2. We talk about, you know, what it's going to take to end this war between Russia and Ukraine. So we get into all that. Make sure you stick around for that. Also, I want to give a – this is so interesting because Dr. Jesse sent me an email earlier today. And we had that caller at the end of last hour. And those of you who aren't listening, I get it. You don't necessarily listen every hour. But got this caller at the end of last hour who was trying to say that getting vaccinated is a great way to prepare yourself for a hurricane. Didn't make any sense. And she's got to know she didn't make any sense. Because, again, getting the shot doesn't stop you from getting it nor spreading it. Not even a little bit. But earlier today, this is the kind of timing this guy Jesse had. Jesse, listen, Carrie, I'm with you. He's a pain in the ass. But
no, I did not say what? That. What do you mean? I never said that.
What?
Did not bring me into that.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I kind of remember.
No,
but
I
am not. But he's got great timing. He sends me these articles all the time, this research all the time. And there's literally a warning today. And I'll tell you who put this warning out, to pregnant women to not get the shot. So, I mean, I don't want to hear about get the shot, then you're going to be prepared for a hurricane. That's ridiculous. And if you believe that it's the right thing to do, I'm here to tell you, you've been indoctrinated. You need to open up your eyes, open up your ears, and pay more attention. Because there's really vital information out there that you're purposely ignoring, and you shouldn't be, on a Wednesday. I'm not going to have time in the third hour, unfortunately. There's so much going on.
No. I think you do. I've checked already. We have plenty of time.
Who'd you check with?
I checked.
What? I what?
I checked. We have plenty
of time. I asked the host. He says no time.
No, we have plenty.
All right, let's go. This is called Hump to Bump. Red Hot Chili Peppers on a Wednesday. Breaking it down. Is there any update on Ian?
Let me check for you.
Yeah, maybe we could start out with that, and then I'll get into this research paper that Jesse sent me today. And he sent it to me before that caller, which is awesome. Got good timing. And it's a direct warning to pregnant women. Glad to have you. Let's go. All right. Hurricane Ian, again, slamming into Florida. We wish everybody nothing but the best, and I hope that you come out of this. Property damage is going to be okay, but just save your life. Hopefully no injuries. Hopefully no deaths. I haven't heard about any, and I hope that it remains that way, unless there's something new. Carrie, any updates since last hour or no?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, because the governor has spoken from Fox News, Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday provided an update on Hurricane Ian hours after it made landfall in southwest Florida as a Category 4 storm. Speaking at a press conference, DeSantis said the storm surge has likely peaked, but has done a lot of damage and is going to continue moving through Florida. You're going to see hurricane force winds in places in central Florida, he said. It's clearly a very strong tropical storm all the way until it exits the Florida Peninsula in and the Atlantic Ocean. He predicted Hurricane Ian would rank as one of the top five hurricanes to ever hit the Florida Peninsula. DeSantis said he had sent a letter to the Biden administration for a major disaster declaration for all of Florida's 67 counties, requesting the federal government do a 100% reimbursement up front for 60 days to help the state move forward with its response and recovery phase. On recovery efforts, DeSantis said Florida has nearly 250 aircraft, more than 600 high water vehicles, and more than 300 boats of all drafts and sizes, including 250 already stationed in the major impacted areas and nearly 50 that are staged and ready at a moment's notice.
Good stuff. So again, we're not hearing about deaths or injuries at this point. Hopefully it's going to stay that way. But again, a lot of property damage. And I know that Biden talked to him last night. And I know that FEMA has been working with Florida to make sure that they get anything and everything that they need. You know, Jenny watches this all day. She's been watching the Weather Channel all day, my wife. And she says DeSantis has just been great on this, that he's just been out in front of this from day one, from moment one, as soon as they had indication that this was going to happen. So, again, if you get any updates during the program, let me know. We'll break in and we'll make sure that we get that update. I do want to, though, again, finish up on what I started with here. Dr. Jesse Lopez, inspiration.health is his website, inspiration.health, sent me an article earlier, and I'm not going to get into the medical ease of the article, but here's what it basically says. There's a research article out now, and the website is preprints.org, preprints.org, and then there's a manuscript there, but instead of doing that, just go to inspiration.health, it'll be on his website. But basically, they're saying they're calling for a moratorium on COVID shots for pregnant women due to an increased spontaneous abortion rate. You imagine? I mean, it should be disgusting to have to deal with that. And it could be caused, according to this research, by getting a COVID shot. I'm so sick and tired. I got to be honest with you. I'm sick and tired of people being blind sheep and blind lemmings that just accept anything central government says and don't consider for a second who is lining their pockets because of these shots, and don't at all pay any attention to the fact that there are therapeutics that work very well and that these shots aren't necessarily needed. And then you've got all this stuff, blood clots, myocarditis in men 30 and under. They stopped even using these shots for Nordic countries because males 30 and younger were having a high occurrence of myocarditis. It's a permanent damage to the heart. We have no idea how this is changing the lifespan of people. We have no clue what this thing is doing. You can't really know until all the research is in. So go to inspiration.health. He's got all these articles up on his website. Also go to Renz-Law, RENZ-LAW.com. That's Tom Renz's law website. He's got all the adverse effects listed there too. And we're still just now the tip of the iceberg finding out what's wrong with these shots. So please stop telling me to go and get a shot. Ain't happening. Stop it. You know what was trending last night, Carrie? It blows my mind. It was trending last night. We've got on the Twitters, but you ignore smartly.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Bring masks back.
Really? Okay.
You know what I mean? You know how indoctrinated you've gotta be to want masks to come back? Can you understand how completely in the bag you must be for any misinformation you get?
Mm. Yeah, I don't want that. Mm-mm.
I'm not. Listen, I wore a mask to fly because it was required, and people say you could have driven. Okay, it's 1,400 miles away. I'm going to fly there and object to wearing the mask while wearing it. Don't want to get kicked off the plane. And then when I went to the doctor's office, they say wear a mask. I'm going to wear it. I needed to see the doctor, and this is a doctor that I like. And this is early on, before doctors really started to realize that the microbes of COVID-19 are smaller than the mesh openings in the masks. And again, there are so many. Listen, the VAERS system, vaccine adverse effects, whatever the hell it stands for. Vaccine adverse events reporting system. I think that's what it stands for. The VAERS system, up until a year and a half ago, Carrie, was the standard. It was the standard.
Right.
Everybody said that system worked well. Now, there are thousands upon tens of thousands of instances of adverse effects because of the jab. And there are medical professionals who say, we're not even using it anymore because it takes a half an hour to put the report in. So how many are actually going on that we don't even know? And it's a valid question that should be asked, and it should be answered. It's kind of that simple. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. I want to go to something else that I mentioned earlier. Jackie Walorski was a U.S. representative from the great state of Indiana. And again, this is somebody who, sadly, we reported this last month, the early part of August, was killed in a tragic accident where I believe a car crossed the median or something and came into them head on. It killed her and two of her staff members in that car. Jackie Walorski. She was a part of the team, bipartisan team, that came up with some sort of a hunger administration or something, some sort of a hunger get-together that was going to happen in Washington that ended up happening today. Have you seen this video, Carrie?
Yes, I did.
Again, go to joepags.com, click on Watch Now. joepags.com, click on Watch Now to see. You're about to hear it, but I'll play it again after the break for those who want to come and see it as well. But President Joe Biden is thanking the people involved in putting the get-together together.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Representative Jackie Walorski was part of the team that brought together this Hunger, Nutrition, and Health Summit, and she died almost 2 months ago. I didn't edit that. Didn't do anything but play it. That's it. That's what he said today. This is today. Jackie, you here? I don't know if Jackie was going to be here. Jackie, you here? How can the President of the United States not know a congresswoman that he was working with on hunger and nutrition was killed a month ago or 2 months ago? How is it possible? I'm going to show it again. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre is asked about this from the White House press room afterwards, and her answers are just as stupid.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Jackie, you here? Where's Jackie? I don't know if she was going to be here. She died almost 2 months ago. I just can't with this guy anymore. Listen, I know that other hosts and hosts that are my friends are like, look, I can't make fun of his dementia. Listen, this is not okay. There are not just one screw. There's a lot of screws loose here. But wait until you hear what Karine Jean-Pierre has to say in response. Again, joepags.com. Click on Watch Now if you want to see it. I'll play that soundbite again. I'll show you the video of it as well. He's just lost. And then and we'll have Karine Jean-Pierre and her answer. Your thoughts as well. 888-941-7247. 888-941-PAGS. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. The Joe Pags Show. Make sure you stop by joepags.com. Go click on your favorite social media. We're probably on there. I did get rid of TikTok because I don't want the CCP to be tracking me. I had 130,000 followers there, and I got rid of it. Virality and getting views wasn't as important as making sure that I'm private and safe when I'm floating around on an app. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. The ones that are really starting to take off, Getter. It's Joe Talk Show there. Truth, it's Joe Pags there, J-O-E-P-A-G-S. So go and follow your favorite one, and let's keep those numbers moving. Again, a lot going on heading into the midterm elections. You want to make sure that you've got a good group of truth tellers that you follow, and we're certainly going to be one of those for sure. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. If you're a small business owner, you should be ramping up already for the holiday season. You should be, because it's very close. It doesn't seem like it. But it is. You've got to be ready for an insane holiday season. If you haven't started preparing for the chaos of the holiday mailing and shipping season, you're already falling behind. Stamps.com's got you, though. They got your back. They've got everything you need to make your life a whole lot better. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable partner for over 1 million businesses. Yours should be one of them. Stress-free solution for every small business. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. It's that easy. They're going to save you a bunch of money as well. Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Get a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Don't worry about that. Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter my name, PAGS. Stamps.com. Click on the microphone. Put in P-A-G-S and put it in right now. All right. Joe Biden is thanking people who put together this hunger and nutrition get-together, this council, this whatever this was today. And he's thanking a member of Congress, U.S. Representative, great state of Indiana, Jackie Walorski, who was killed in an accident almost 2 months ago. He's looking for her in the crowd.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
He's looking for Jackie Walorski. She died almost 2 months ago. It's unforgivable. It was not a slip of the mind. So Karine Jean-Pierre, who is his mouthpiece at the White House press in the press room, which, by the way, is way smaller than you think it is. It's a very small, small room. We looked at it when we were there. It's tiny. But she's asked about him looking for Jackie Walorski.
Final one. What happened in the hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room. What happened?
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work.
He was looking for her. Carrie, was he acknowledging her incredible work or looking for her?
It seemed like he was looking for her.
Well, when he said, Jackie, are you here? I don't think he's acknowledging her. He wants to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Let's pick it up.
He had already planned to welcome the Congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president. He looks forward to discussing her remarkable legacy of public service with them when he sees her family this coming Friday.
She's saying a lot of nothing here because she's not answering the question. He was looking for Jackie Walorski.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind. This wasn't what we were able to witness today and what the president was able to lift up at this conference, at this event, was how her focus on wanting to.
What am I missing here? No, he said, Jackie, are you here? And Karine Jean-Pierre says, okay, so, and she starts yapping about nothing again. So I think the reporters are starting to get sick and tired of it because the next guy goes after her on the same thing.
I just wanted to return to this question of the Congresswoman. And I think we all totally get why she's top of mind. You've made that case pretty effectively.
Well, thank you.
I think the confusing part is why, if she and the family is top of mind, does the president think that she's living and in the room?
I don't find that confusing. I mean, I think many people.
Why is it that the president thinks she's alive and in the room? And Karine Jean-Pierre says, I don't think that's confusing. Carrie, anything?
No, I think she's just trying her best as his spokesman. she's never going to come out and say what a lot of people want her to say as far as what may be going on.
Let me pick it up. Let me pick it up there.
Speak to sometimes when you have someone top of mind, they're a top of mind, exactly that. And it is also, if you put it into the context, it's not like it happened outside of context, right?
What? It's not like it happened outside of context. I'm not following.
I don't understand that.
It happened at an event where we were calling out the champions, congressional champions in particular, of this issue. This important issue when it comes to food insecurity, something that this administration has led from the beginning of this administration, not just across the country, but also globally. You heard him talk about food insecurity last week at the UN and the investments.
I'm just going to stop it because now she's just rambling about nothing. Of course, we want food security. We don't want hunger. We want all this stuff to work out. But when you ask to speak to or to see a woman who's died 2 months ago, It's not about being top of mind. Carrie, you're right. She's not going to say, well, he's lost his mind. But couldn't she say something like, yeah, no, he made a quick mistake. He was just talking about it earlier. He was saddened that she wouldn't be there. It's just a simple slip of the tongue. Yeah, I mean, of course, he knows that she passed away and he honors her family, you know.
And I think that would have made more sense.
I mean, just the rambling. She thinks if she says a bunch of words
together. And about the context. And, right. That, I don't understand what she was trying to say.
Well, in this context, it was okay. He was talking to a lady who died. I mean, what?
Yeah.
888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. Want to email the team? Just go to joepags.com. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on contact and send that email. When we come back, Simona Maggiante Papadopoulos, just back from Italy where there was a big win for the right. Keep it here.
Joe Pags.